Now, Czech scientists are up in arms over the government's plan to redistribute funds for science and research. The cabinet is planning to introduce new ways of evaluating performance and wants to allocate funds accordingly. But scientists themselves say that the new system is poorly designed and warn that it could seriously undermine the research projects underway. Professor Jiří Drahoš is the head of the Czech Academy of Sciences. I asked him what he thought was wrong with the reform of R&D, or research and development.
The reform of R&D, as it was planned and proposed, was created in the time where the prediction was that every year about 2 billion of crowns will be, by this amount will be increased the R&D budget. So this is actually one of my biggest criticism, that now we have crisis, we have stopped the increase of budget for R&D, and we, or the advisory board of government in the R&D problems, behaves like if it were the situation 3 years ago with all the positive evolution.
But I understand that the amount of money in the system should not be decreased that much. It's just that it should be allocated according to a different principle, really. A new agency is expected to be established, which should also get some fund that normally would be allocated to you. Is this correct?
Well, it's correct, but first of all, we cannot speak about the fact that the funds will not be decreased. In fact, they will be decreased because of the co-financing of European programs. This is quite a lot of money, about 3.6 billion crowns in total, which suddenly appeared in the phase of preparing the budget. Nobody in the universities or in the academy did take it into account. We didn't have this information. And the second problem is that the rest of money should be distributed, or its part should be distributed, according to the very unwise and bad methodology for evaluation of R&D results. The governmental advisory board has set a committee which came with a very simplistic and very, I would say now, original, but the Czech original approach, how to evaluate the R&D results in all branches of science, that is ranging from mathematics to archaeology, and convert it into one number. And this number should be converted into the money. That's totally unwise and, stupid idea.
What actions are you planning to take if the government is not going to listen to your arguments?
Well, frankly speaking, I still hope that I will be able to convince the government. Government took decision day before yesterday, but I know from the Prime Minister or from the Minister of Finance that there will be further negotiations, and we have to take into account that the final budget will be approved in fall by the new parliament and new government, so that I still have a hope that we will be able to convince the responsible people.
Would you also engage in some kind of public protests? Are you planning that? Because there was some news about the possibility that the scientists would take to the streets, so to speak.
I know that it's a very, very interesting subject for the media, but, I have to say that I cannot exclude it. I have never been a part of the demonstration except of 89 of the Velvet Revolution and some events connected with that. And I think we should solve or we should be able to solve the problems by negotiations. But I cannot exclude even this form of protest in fall of this year.
I was talking there to the head of the Czech Academy of Sciences, Jiří